Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. You may think that houseplants inside our homes are shielded from insect problems, but that simply is not the case. When they do occur, indoor pest infestations can be devastating if not dealt with promptly, effectively, and safely. Now, indoor outbreaks of insect pests can spread rapidly and cause a lot of damage because of the environment indoors. There are no natural predators inside our homes to help control the insect populations once they get started, and insects can spread rapidly because we often group our houseplants together in well-lit locations like in front of windows. So, a close and regular inspection program of your plants indoors is really the best defense against these pest outbreaks. And for that, you need to know what the common pests are and what they look like. Three of the most common pests that occur indoors are mealybugs, scale insects, and spider mites. If you can identify these problems in the early stages, you can reduce the amount of damage that occurs and prevent the spread to plants that are not yet infested. Mealybugs are small, oval insects, about a quarter of an inch to an eighth of an inch long. They're usually covered with a white powdery or cottony waxy secretion. They're sucking insects, feeding on the plant's sap. Look for the white cottony masses in the growing points of the plant, up in their crowns, and under their leaves, and also where the leaves join the stem of the plant. Plants heavily infested with mealybugs will appear unhealthy. The leaves of the plant may have a shiny appearance and feel sticky, and the new growth may appear weak and deformed. Many older leaves will begin to turn yellow and drop off. Scale insects are also sucking pests. They are covered with a smooth, waxy coating that's more often tan or brown, depending on the type of scale. They may appear as bumps on stems or on the leaves and are hard to recognize as insects. Scale-infested plants will often have shiny, sticky leaves. Even the floor or table the plant sits on may become sticky. Now, this is due to honeydew excretions from the scale insects. Heavily infested plants will begin to lose vigor, and the leaves will yellow and drop off. Spider mites are very tiny, usually too tiny to be seen with the naked eye, and the damage they cause starts off very subtly. Initial damage to the foliage causes it to appear dull or stippled, faded, and unhealthy. As damage increases, new growth may be faded, stunted, and deformed, and the older leaves may become very faded-looking and develop brown edges and begin to drop off. You may even see fine webbing occur. If you decide to use pesticides, the earlier you begin a program, the better. Choose materials that are labeled for use on plants indoors and that are safe to use on the plants that you intend to spray. Mealybugs, scale insects, and mites are all readily controlled by horticultural oil sprays, which kill the pests by suffocating them, and they're very low in toxicity and safe to use. Year-round spray oil is an example of a brand that has a use for indoors. Many insecticidal soaps and products containing pyrethrin have also been labeled for indoor use, and they're good for mites and mealybugs, but not as effective on scale. You can often find these products pre-mixed and ready to spray at your local nurseries. Spray pesticides cautiously and follow the label directions precisely. Whatever product you choose, several applications will generally be necessary for complete control. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.